here's a story from The World.
Germans head to the polls next weekend to decide who will succeed long-serving Chancellor Angela Merkel. The German political system may be unfamiliar to many Americans. For example, voters there indirectly elect their chancellor by casting ballots for parliamentary candidates and their party of choice. But something that we have been seeing recently with elections in the U.S. is now playing out in Germany. From Berlin, Emma Hurt has our story.
This video went minorly viral on German social media. A man is showing what he claims to be a sealed ballot box. He says he's demonstrating how it's allegedly possible to open this ballot box with two kitchen knives without breaking the seal. This is something German election officials have firmly denied.
So ist Wahlbetrug in Deutschland möglich. Bitte weiterleiten und teilen. Danke.
So election fraud is possible in Germany. Please forward and share, he says. It's a different language, a different country, but somehow the same. In the U.S., video upon debunked video appeared after the 2020 election, alleging various false scenarios of ballots being miscounted or tampered with. There was no actual evidence of widespread fraud, but still, a Monmouth poll last November found more than 40% of Americans weren't fully confident about the accuracy of the vote count, and some of that distrust seeped beyond U.S. borders and has been increasing ahead of Germany's national elections on Sunday.
We've seen that after the election in the U.S., it never really stopped.
Miro Dittrich studies far-right activity on the internet for a German nonprofit, the Center for Monitoring, Analysis, and Strategy.
The far-right and conspiracy ideologues in Germany very closely monitored the situation in the U.S. Around the supposed voter fraud that was happening there, and they clearly saw it as a winning campaign for them.
A cross-pollination of disinformation was especially evident in June during the elections in one eastern German state, Saxony-Anhalt. After a right-wing party, the AfD, did not perform as well as some polls had predicted, Dittrich says election fraud claims spread, some of them directly copied from the U.S.
There were even talks about a Dominion voting system who supposedly changed votes, although we don't have any voting machines here, and of course Dominion isn't working here.
In Germany, all votes are cast on paper ballots that must be received by 6 p.m. on Sunday. The June elections in Saxony-Anhalt were a bellwether case study of what could happen after Sunday's national election, says Helena Schwertheim, a researcher with ISD Global, a think tank that monitors hate speech, extremism, and disinformation.
Election fraud are being promoted by far-right politicians and influencers. Within 24 hours, for example, this hashtag of Wahlbetrug, which is election fraud in English, was identified being used on Twitter almost 5,000 times. So we see really this amplification of this narrative and unnecessary worry about this kind of fraudulent behavior as well.
While there have been fraud claims in past German elections, Schwertheim says something is new this time around, distrust of vote by mail. Some leaders of the AfD and a new right-wing party, Die Basis, have urged their supporters to only vote in person. They held a rally in Berlin recently. Alexandra Mochmann is a Die Basis parliament candidate from Bavaria.
In my opinion, it's better if you go to the election hall and vote there instead of just posting your votes via envelope.
When asked, she didn't cite any evidence as to why the system might be vulnerable. Germany has used vote by mail since 1957 without incident, but officials expect usage could double this year. To be clear, Schwertheim with ISD says Germany is not seeing the same scale of disinformation as the U.S., where a sitting president repeatedly questioned the integrity of the system.
Largely speaking, if you were to compare it to the U.S. context and the narrative on online election fraud in the 2020 elections and the outfall there, you really can't compare it.
The highest profile elected officials talking about this in Germany are from the AfD, which has just 12% of the seats in parliament. But Miro Dittrich says the situation indicates that what might seem like an American problem has broader implications.
These alternative realities that are created in the United States and are really popular there have a huge impact on countries that the U.S. is allied with. And them not dealing with these problems in the right way has huge consequences for us.
Germany's top election official has said he sees no chance of a similar election fraud crisis in his country. But still, his office has maintained a fake news webpage, debunking false claim after false claim. For The World, I'm Emma Hurt in Berlin.